Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnah's Maseches Sota. Mishnah continues the process here, and it tells us, Im Amrat Me'ani, if she says, okay, I admit it, I'm guilty, I did commit adultery. So if she says that without any convincing, or if she says it after convincing that we just talked about in the previous Mishnah. But either way, once she admits her guilt, she breaks her ksuba, meaning she loses her right to collect the ksuba, and she gets a get, because the husband has an obligation to divorce her. However, tahora ani, the imra matahora ani, if she continues to maintain her innocence, so then, they take her up to Shar Nikanor, which are these two massive brass gates at the entrance to the Azara, and now this is also a very public place, which was actually also fairly busy. Shisham Mashkinas Sotos, that's the place where they would give the Sotos to drink the Marim Hamar and Mama Arim. Ehu Mitarim Isha Yoldos, and that's where the Yoldos, people who just gave birth, would go to bring their Karbanos. That's a lot of people, because, you know, the Jewish families are constantly having babies, and that is going to require Karbanos lettuce. And that's also where the Mitzorayim would be able to bring their korbanos, and also to stick their thumbs into the Azara to get blood put on them as part of the process of Tara. And the same thing is true for the Zav and the Zavos, also bring their korbanos there. They take them up to take her up to this place, which is where all of these other people are. Now, once she's at Shar Nikanor, the Kohen oches bivigadeha. A Kohen grasps her garments at the neckline and pulls. Nikru, imnifru, nifmu. If they tear, they tear. If they come apart at the seams, they come apart at the seams. The purpose here is to uncover herself, right? Adshu megalas liba, until he uncovers her chest. The reason for this is to cause her embarrassment, which, if she's guilty, hopefully will help her see that this is not going to end well for her, and it's best for her to just admit it. Not only does he tear her clothes to uncover her chest, but also the soser as sa'ara, he uncovers her hair and unbraids it. So it's this big, messy mess in public, uncovered. And again, the goal is to embarrass her so that she will admit it if she's guilty. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a little bit of a problem here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hayo liba na'e lo hayo megalehu. If she has an attractive chest, so then this is not something we want to do. The Kohen would not uncover it. And so too, Im hayo sa'ara na'e, if she has attractive hair, so he wouldn't uncover it and unbraid it. Rabbi Yehuda's logic is that there's a lot of people around, which is kind of the point. It's to embarrass her. But what if, in the end, she's found to be innocent? Remember, the people who continue to protest their innocence, it's either because they are unwilling to admit their guilt even to the point that it kills them, or she's actually innocent, and that's really a possibility. So our Yehuda's concern is, what if she's actually innocent? So now, she's actually innocent, but she has been embarrassed like this, and people have seen her beautiful hair and her beautiful body, chest, anyway, and they're going to harass her. Yehuda refers specifically to Pirchei Kehuna, the young Kohanim, but that's because that's mostly who was there. Really, the issue is that anybody who would be there would then, you know, harass her because they would find her attractive. And that's certainly not something we want. The Chacham don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham say the purpose of this is to embarrass and demean her. And the majority of men would not find a woman at the center of public ridicule to be attractive at that moment. And so we need not be concerned that she will be harassed by those present.